Next on the agenda is Isle Grove Island Trust.
Good evening. I'm Steve Miller. I'm the executive director of Islesboro Islands Trust, and I live on Islesboro. I'm here representing our organization, and we did submit a letter requesting interested party status. We, too, are willing to consolidate with TBNT. I think our interests are very, very similar. I will note that Islesboro Islands Trust owns 12 properties on Islesboro and holds conservation easements on 30 properties. But one of the properties that we own is Turtle Head. That is just across the upper part of Penobscot Bay from Mack Point, and it is clearly would be affected by this type of development on Mack Point. And I think arguably is an abutting property since it's just across the transportation corridor from Mack Point. But we do have particular interest in this development, and would like to be considered as an interested party. But as I say, we'd be more than happy to consolidate our interests with TBNT's. Happy to answer any questions.
I know one of the things you put in here is referring to the zone of concern as described by the U.S. Coast Guard.
Correct.
Should you bear in mind that the Searsport Planning Board has no jurisdiction over the waterway? So, as far as your testimony and things go with that, we have no jurisdiction on the water. You may show your concern, but we have no jurisdiction on it.
I appreciate that. The zone of concern, of course, doesn't exist if there is no terminal for propane in that point.
Correct. Any questions? You want to do it again? Are you going to say the same thing, Jamie?
Not quite. Because we do have an objection to the Isle Grove Land Trust participating for precisely the reason you identified, which is they don't raise an issue that the planning board under the ordinances has any jurisdiction over. So we think it needlessly complicates the proceedings and introduces irrelevant things that the planning board can't decide. If they want to participate through Mr. Hinchman's representation and ask questions about the general kinds of issues that they have, that's fine.
May I comment?
Go ahead.
All due respect, Mr. Gabriel, we have not yet presented testimony, so I think it's premature to assume that our testimony would only consider those impacts that are associated with the tanker and with the marine issues. In fact, we do have other concerns that are specifically identified in the land use ordinance, the site plan review ordinance, and the comprehensive plan of Searsport. So there are overlapping interests that we feel we have strong reason to comment on.
Yeah, you do address one of the things, there's economic interest there with Lofton and
that's correct.
The economics comes into play, and the other part about view, but a lot of them we do not have jurisdiction over.
Understood.
The board have questions and stuff. You want to turn the mic on?
Yeah, I have a question, probably for council. Would the Islesboro Island Trust be considered a legal abutter because of Turtle Head? I'm sorry, can you hear me now? Would the Islesboro Island Trust be considered a legal abutter because of Turtle Head?
Your ordinance doesn't define abutter, but abutter typically would be somebody who directly abuts, meaning their property line is exactly the same property line as the applicant. In this case, the state owns the waterway up to a point, and that would be the technical abutter of the state. But you could still consider this to be an abutter in terms of view sheds.
But we consider somebody across the state highway an abutter.
That may well be, but in state highways, they actually do typically own up to the center line of that highway, which abuts the property on the other side. And that's a little different when you're talking about a highway on water.
All right. Thank you.
And just in general on these requests and this one in particular, if they've raised a bunch of issues that you don't think are directly relevant, but they do raise one or two that are relevant to the ordinance, feel free to let them in as interested parties, but reserve the right to limit any testimony that's not relevant.
Thank you. Entertain a motion.
Move we accept.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion on the motion. All those in favor of the motion to accept Islesville Island Trust as interested parties. They accepted 5-0.
Thank you very much.